Greg, the Cleveland Cavaliers signed Donovan Mitchell to an extension, 3 years, $150 million. You surprised he didn't leave Cleveland?
Yes, he's now Dame Lillard. Have fun. That contract's going to run out. He's going to win absolutely nothing. They're not going to be able to get any free agents to go to the Cavs because LeBron's not there anymore. That's it. Sorry. Unless they draft, like, somebody really good on accident.
Like LeBron?
Yeah. That they have the number one pick.
He is 27 years old, so we're looking at 30 when this contract is up. That's not crazy old.
I don't know. I feel bad for him, honestly.
What if you're Donovan Mitchell, like, would your goal be to, I want to be the second best player on an NBA title winning team?
Yeah, I want to win. I mean, you're going to make money anyway if you're Donovan Mitchell. You're not going to be making, you're going to get a max contract regardless. He wouldn't get as much from another team, but I'd rather win. And I don't even know exactly what the numbers are, but I'd rather win and make $30 million than, you know, sit in Cleveland for $40 million or whatever the numbers are.
I think I'm taking the $50 million in Cleveland.
Really?
I think so.
To do what?
That'll be fine. They're not terrible.
I know, but you have to live in Cleveland.
Ah, that's fine. That's fine. That's He's got $50 million a year.
Yeah,
he'll be fine anywhere in this country with $50 million a year.
I know, but you can't build mountains.
Cleveland's not North Dakota.
Yeah, but it's flat and gross and old.
Yeah, but it's not Wyoming.
I mean, I'd rather live in Wyoming.
No, you wouldn't.
There's mountains and animals and stuff.
Okay. You just want to go take pictures of them.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You can go take rustic pictures.
I don't want to take
Cleveland.
Pictures of an empty steel factory or whatever.
Why not? It could be cool.
I mean, yeah, if you're like one into that kind of art.
Yeah, you're
I'm not really an artist, though.
Oh, wow. You could be, though. I think you are.
Griage is sort of an artist, I guess.
Yeah, Griage is an artist.
I would say he's an artist.
All right, fine. Still not moving to Cleveland.
I'm out.
The Aces play the Indiana Fever tonight. Where are you going to be tonight, Greg?
I will be at Buffalo Wild Wings at Las Vegas Boulevard in Warm Springs, right by the Outlet Mall. Starts at 6:30, but you can come stay for the whole night. I'm going to have prizes, drink specials, and tonight is a special night. BOGO Wings.
Wow. So nice. Buy one, get one wings.
Yeah, 50% off.
Aces, they're playing Caitlin Clark in the Indiana Fever.
It's going to be Asia versus Caitlin. We'll see what happens.
Too bad they don't really guard each other. But,
I know, but still, like the big names on each team. You know.
Aces have won 4 in a row going into this game. Indiana, by the way, they started 2-9. They basically played a game every single day to start the season.
Yeah.
They're 6-3 in their last 9, and they're actually in a playoff spot right now. Now, 8 of 12 teams make it in the WNBA, so that's not that impressive, but they look like they might be the worst team in the league.
I feel like the Aces have turned the switch, and they're going to put it on Indiana pretty good tonight.
So they probably will. Indiana's the worst defensive team in the league.
Yeah.
Like, they're very bad. They're average. They might actually be above average now offensively, but defensively, they're the worst team in the league. They can't defend anybody.
And they catch at least 4 passes with their face every night.
I don't know how true it is, but I saw a TikTok of somebody just blasting Caitlin Clark's teammates.
Yeah.
Because they were like, half of her turnovers are just players not catching her passes.
I don't know if it's half. It's at least one a game, like hits one on the forehead or something.
So that goes down to the official score, and do they give it to Clark for the pass or the player for dropping the pass? So I don't know if they're actually giving Clark those turnovers. Yeah. But I'm like, damn, if she's getting a turnover for every clip I saw,
I think she is.
Because there's a lot of just bounce pass to the hands. Oh, it went out of bounds.
I know.
It's like you had a layup, and now the ball's out of bounds. So
and on one of the plays, it was crazy. I saw Jordan got a steal out of it.
Yeah, great question.
France beat Belgium 1-0 yesterday. An own goal by Belgium in the 85th minute won it. France in this tournament, they're in the quarterfinals, so that's good. But France, they had 19 shots yesterday. Only 2 were on goal. In this tournament, they've scored 3 goals in 4 games. 2 have been own goals. 1 was a penalty.
Are you not respecting those? Is that what you're saying? Is that not respected?
They're supposed to be the best team or one of the 2 or 3 best teams in the world.
Right.
They've scored 3 goals in 4 games, and none of them have been like legitimate open play. Somebody from France scored a goal.
Well, they were playing that one team that was all wet yesterday. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Belgium.
So, yeah. So maybe that affected it somehow.
They were just too wet.
I think that's what it was. Yeah.
It's a problem there.
Yeah.
But like, for example, the United States scored three goals in three games and they got eliminated.
I know.
Well, France is stupid.
France has scored three and four.
I know.
And none of them have been from open play, and they're in the quarterfinals.
When you were explaining the points earlier, I was like, this sounds like the dumbest system I've ever heard in my life, but I didn't say anything.
Nah, soccer's great.
I'm not saying soccer's not good.
It's phenomenal.
But that's a dumb way to rate a team.
It's great. But that, like, France has not, again, they're creating all the chances. Like, they had 19 shots last night. Or yesterday, middle of the day.
Right.
They just can't actually score. I think they're going to have a big breakout game at some point where they're like, yeah, we finally scored five. But through four games, they are just barely skimming by despite being one of the best teams in the world.
Next question.
Also, Portugal beat Slovenia in penalties, and we had two of the funniest moments I've ever seen. They go to extra time. Cristiano Ronaldo gets to take a penalty, right? Portugal gets fouled in the box. Ronaldo, penalty saved, which is hilarious. Ronaldo was crying after missing that. One of the funniest things you're ever going to see. They get to penalty, scoreless, 0-0. Slovenia is not good. They have the fewest shots in the tournament of anybody that advanced out of the group stage. They played for 120 minutes, for 2 hours. They played specifically to get to penalties. They were like, this is our only chance to win. Scoreless draw, we score more penalties than them. Slovenia missed all three penalties they took. And Portugal made all three, and Portugal won. For 2 hours, Slovenia walked out there and was like, the only way we're winning is if we get to penalties. And then they didn't make a single one.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable. Portugal plays France in the quarterfinal. That should be a good game. Portugal was really good in their first two. They've kind of sucked in their last two. But I still think they're... The problem is Ronaldo's 39, and one of their center backs, Pepe, is 41 years old. He's out here trying to play soccer.
When you're rating, because, you know, obviously there's different things in different sports that you think are more important. What's the most important aspect of a soccer team?
Technically not giving up goals.
So defense?
Technically, yes. But because, like, we saw Portugal didn't give up a goal yesterday, they advanced. France didn't give up a goal yesterday, they advanced.
Now,
at the end of the day, that's more important than scoring goals, but you do have to score goals.
I don't know how physical you can be, but, like, is physicality more important than speed? Speed more important than physicality? Like, what are the traits if you're making a team?
Probably speed's more important, but physicality is too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, boxing out that happens to get to balls or make sure somebody else doesn't
get basketball-esque.
It's physicality without fouling the other person, which is a very difficult thing to do when guys are going to fall down as soon as they get touched.
I would get red carded, I think, in 2 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I know you would. Two games today, by the way. Romania plays the Netherlands. That starts at 9, and then Austria plays Turkey.
Is that a Turkey?
No, it's Turkey.
Oh.
They changed how they say their name. So they're Turkey. Yeah, you got to call them Turkey now.
Okay.
I might even be saying it wrong, but Turkey. It's not Turkey anymore. They got tired of us making fun of them.
Oh. Now we're not going to make fun of them because they call themselves Turkey, eh?
Well, they're not turkeys anymore. So in 20 years, kids growing up will never heard of turkey.
Oh. Sounds like a turkey.
What was the question again? I'm sorry. I just got to
The Boston Celtics are for sale. They just won the title.
Yeah, what?
Like a week ago.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Sell on top.
Apparently.
Yeah, I guess so. Sell high.
Whit Grosbeck, who's the majority owner, said that he's planning to make the franchise available for sale after winning a title. Here's a question for you. We, as in Las Vegas, supposedly are going to get an expansion team at some point.
I hope so bad.
Do you think this impacts this at all?
Move the Celtics here.
That's not what I meant. But
the Vegas Celtics?
But just from the idea of to get a team, whether expansion or whether you're buying a team and moving them, you got to have a rich ownership group that's willing to pay either the expansion fee or buy the team outright.
Right.
If you're the rich guy who wants an NBA team and you're indiscriminate towards what city it's in, aren't you more interested in buying the Celtics than getting an expansion team in Vegas?
Honestly, just from like a money-making standpoint, I think I'd go Vegas only because...
I think that's a terrible...
Hold on, let me explain.
Whatever your explanation is.
Buy low and go high, because if you bought the Knights, they probably got for $30 when it started, you know, and now they want a Stanley Cup. Nobody was expecting that. If you get an expansion NBA team and it winds up being successful, the money you can make versus you're going to have to pay an arm and a leg for the Celtics, and the margins are so much smaller, it's almost like betting on a winner.
The expected expansion fee when the NBA expands again is like $3 billion.
Yeah, what do you think the Celtics are going to cost?
They're worth
$6 billion,
$5 billion according to Forbes.
Okay.
So you're not getting the team here for cheap, though.
I don't know.
Like, yes, the Golden Knights were like, I think, $500 million.
Yeah.
Like, they were cheap at the time, but you're not getting an NBA team. Like, the expansion fee is going to be $3 billion. Adam Silver said, like, 3 years ago, $2 billion was cheap.
What? The Bomber got the Clippers for $2 billion.
Right.
And they're the worst. I mean, they haven't done anything. So if we can at least win anything at all, we'd be better.
I think I want the Celtics. Like, if I, again, indiscriminate towards location, I want the Celtics. Now, there might be somebody who's just like, I like Vegas more than Boston. I'd rather be in Vegas than,
well,
than of
me.
Course, they'd rather have it here. But if you don't truly care about the location of your team, which a lot of rich people who wouldn't live in Vegas or Boston might be completely indiscriminate towards what.
Can you take Boston off the jerseys? Does Boston have to stay on the jerseys, though? I mean.
They'll just put Celtics. No longer
Boston.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You know, we don't want that.
All good?
Silence.
All right, Greg, are the Warriors preventing Andrew Wiggins from playing for Team Canada?
It looks that way.
So let me read from this story from Yahoo. Wiggins missed the start of training camp for Team Canada ahead of the Olympics. The Warriors told Yahoo it was a mutual decision to keep Wiggins out of the Olympics for medical reasons. But the GM of Team Canada said, quote, "Well, for us, Andrew was fine. We were talking to him consistently. He's been training for weeks and weeks getting ready for this. And then I got a call from Golden State a day or two before camp saying they're holding him out. So from what I see, this is not an Andrew decision. This is from the team."
Definitely from the team. They want to be able to trade him, and they don't want him getting hurt. And I understand it, honestly. If you have an asset and it's going to be worsened by a guy going playing some, you know, we love the Olympics, but if you have money on it, that's not going to make him any money if he gets hurt. So I totally understand it. And, yeah, I mean, medical reasons is still under that umbrella.
Right. Not giving a medical reason, but citing medical reasons is very much like, well,
we just don't want him to get hurt.
Right.
I mean.
Like, if I were Andrew Wiggins, I'm giving the Warriors the middle finger and showing up.
Really?
Yes.
But they're your employer.
I'm giving them the middle finger and I'm showing up to the Olympics.
See, I don't like
And
that.
I am making the Warriors say, like, we're fining you because you went to play for the Olympics when you were healthy. If Wiggins actually has, like, a torn ACL, of course he's not showing up to play.
No, I'm saying if he gets one in the Olympics.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm giving you the middle finger.
Well, I would. Yeah. That's like when they had this WCB stupid baseball tournament.
It was great.
Dumb. And
it was phenomenal.
You got pitchers who shouldn't be throwing in the middle of February trying to throw 100 miles an hour.
It was great.
If I paid that guy a guaranteed contract and he hurts his arm in that stupid tournament, I would sue him. I'd sue his family. I'd be so mad.
There were no major league starters that went to the World Baseball Classic. It was all minor league guys and college
guys. No, that's not true.
Yes, it is. There were some relievers that went.
Well,
but we did have starters. Don't listen to me. But
I know.
It was fine. It's perfectly fine.
No.
It was. There's no doubt. If I was Andrew Wiggins, I'm going to the Olympics.
Well, then that's fine. Then I would fine him and, you know, release him or whatever. You should be able to get out of the contract then. Violation. That's like riding a motorcycle or something.
Is it in the contract that says Andrew Wiggins can't play in the Olympics?
It should.
It shouldn't be. If I was an NBA player and I signed a contract, there would be a clause in there that says I can play for the Olympics whenever I want.
Mm.
Giving you the middle finger.
And then I would say, then I don't want you.
It's the Olympics. I'm not talking about I'm playing pickup in a gym like Steph Curry was.
From a value standpoint, it's the same thing. I'm not saying I like the Olympics. That's my favorite thing to watch in the Olympics is the men's basketball. I want them to have stars there. I'm saying, and putting myself in a position where if I have a certain amount of money allotted to me that
I
can spend on players,
you.
And one of them gets injured doing something that's nothing to do with my team.
Yeah, I don't care about you.
I know. Well,
guy, it happens in soccer every year.
Good.
Guys don't, there's never a, uh-oh, well, we just don't want you to play in it. In soccer, you go play in it. Guys actually get hurt, and they get held out because they're actually hurt, not because of, quote, medical reasons.
Well, the medical reasons, the Warriors, they don't want them to be.
the medical reasons are you might get hurt.
Yeah, you might have a medical reason.
Not you are hurt. It's that, uh-oh, you could get hurt, which is ridiculous.
I think that people play with other people's money too much.
It's his money.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
The team's paying him.
He signed the contract. It's his money.
No, I'm saying, but yeah, exactly. The contract's that you stay and don't do things that get you injured.
He's going to play basketball.
There's a clause in there.
What do you think Wiggins is going to do in the month of July if he doesn't go to the Olympics?
I don't know.
He's going to play basketball.
Well, maybe not.
Yes, he is. He's not going to sit at home.
He should have to be in a closet until the season starts again. No, I don't know. Look, again, I want to see him play. I'm just saying if I'm the team.
Steph Curry was just playing pickup basketball with random dudes.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that either.
That's way worse than Wiggins going to the Olympics.
I wouldn't like that either, though, if he got injured.
They didn't
I mean.
Stop Curry from doing that.
If you're going to take millions of dollars from somebody, you have to make sacrifices.
Why is Curry allowed to go play pickup against
I don't think he should do that either.
But he what? He just did.
Okay.
And Wiggins can't go to the Olympics?
Nope.
It's ridiculous. Coming up next, we'll get into the NBA. What is happening with Klay Thompson discussions?
It has gotten pretty crazy.
Like, I saw a tweet of somebody from, I think, 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area being like, Klay Thompson was just as big of a distraction as Draymond Green.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
Draymond Green steps on people.
And punches the teammates in the face.
Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. And, well, that's sour grapes. Whenever somebody leaves, all of a sudden they suck. It happens everywhere. They've had businesses, too. Like, even when you work somewhere, somebody will leave, and then they're like, oh, yeah, they were never really that good anyway. Then you see them working here, like, 2 months later. Oh, I thought they were sucked. They're back.
So, Klay Thompson is going to the Mavericks. They did a sign-and-trade with the Warriors, but he got a 3-year deal worth $50 million. He's 34. He averaged 18 points a game last year, shot 39% from three. Are they favorites to win the NBA title now that they have a difference maker like Klay Thompson?
No, they don't have LeBron.
Klay Thompson is awesome.
He's not awesome.
He's a difference maker.
He's a perfect fit with LeBron. I know that, but LeBron's not on the Mavs, so no, I don't think so. Less defense. Their star player already doesn't play any defense. Kyrie doesn't play any defense, and I don't even think Kyrie's that great of a fit next to Luka as it is. I know they went to the finals somehow. I don't know what the hell happened there, but I don't even know how they beat the Wolves, to be honest with you. I would still bet the Wolves 9 out of 10 times there. I don't know. I don't understand the move really for them, but, you know.
So Klay Thompson on the Lakers, NBA champions. Klay Thompson on the Mavericks, bums.
Well, because of the way the roster is constructed. I think LeBron with Klay Thompson is a different. He unlocks something. That's all he needs. They need a third guy who can score if LeBron passes it to him, not D'Lo.
Why is that not the same for Luka?
Because that's not their problem. The problem's defense. The Lakers need to be able to score in these ruts where they can't get a point. When they're up 20 points and then nobody scores for the fourth quarter besides LeBron, who's 40 years old, that's a problem. But the Mavs need defense. They need it longer. They need defense. I'm not saying he won't help them at all. He'll hit some threes. We're like, oh, wow, Klay just hit a three, you know, whatever. But it's not going to be the difference I think that they need.
I don't think he makes a big difference for either team.
Fine.
By the way, the Lakers last year were 9th in offensive efficiency. The Mavericks were 7th.
Okay.
Not really a big difference there. If the Lakers need more offense, so do the Mavericks.
Yeah, okay. What was it in the playoffs, though? Is that the same?
The Mavericks defense got a lot better in the playoffs, not their offense.
It did?
Yes.
I know Luka was on like every list of bad defense there ever was in the history of the NBA playoffs. I don't think Klay's going to help that.
Yeah, the whole reason the Mavericks made the finals is because their defense went from bad in the regular season.
I mean, we know they got lucky against the Wolves. It was a fluke thing. We know that. But as far as in the finals,
they won in five.
We saw them exposed, completely exposed on defense.
They annihilated the Wolves.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how.
In game five.
So did you bet the Wolves or the Mavs?
I thought the Wolves were going to win.
Okay.
But you said it was a fluke.
It was.
They won in five, and game five was like a 40-point win.
The Mavs are not going to the finals next year. How about that?
I agree with that.
I mean, that's easy to take the field, but I'm just saying there's no way.
I agree with that, but it wasn't a fluke.
It was a fluke.
Beat Minnesota.
It was.
It was not a fluke.
If they play Minnesota in the playoffs again this year, it's a
gentleman's
sweep.
I agree.
Okay.
Wait, did you say a sweep?
Gentleman's sweep.
I don't agree with that.
As a gentleman's sweep, they'll get one at home.
And then we can call it a fluke?
Yeah. Of course.
No, we can call Minnesota winning in five a fluke.
No.
Because the Mavericks just gentlemen sweeped the Wolves.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't work that way. Because they were the better team going in. The Wolves are a dynasty.
Any upset's a fluke, no matter what the upset
no.
is. A fluke.
Well, most upsets are flukes, yes. Because then it's really annoying to me. It hurts
one my game upsets, sure. Not in a 7-game series.
Oh, 7-game series are flukes all the time, especially in baseball. The worst team
we're
in the World
We're not talking
series.
About baseball.
I'm saying 7-game series in general are a lot of times are flukes.
There are rarely flukes in the NBA playoffs.
That's not true.
The whole point of the NBA is that
the
there's
Celtics
not
just
flukes.
Won a championship with a bunch of bums. Of course there's flukes. Okay, I'm kidding about that.
They were the best team the whole season.
No, I know. I'm joking. But seriously, there are flukes. The flukes happen all the time.
Not really in the NBA.
I don't
there
agree
are not
that.
Like legitimate flukes in the NBA. That's the whole point of basketball.
I think the Nuggets sport. Beating the Lakers this year was kind of a fluke.
Oh, my God.
The Lakers were up by 20 in like three of those games, and they led 80% of the series. Oh, to me, that's a fluke.
Listen
Sorry.
To this guy over here. This is unbelievable.
What's your definition of a fluke then?
That the team who won didn't deserve to win.
Thank you. If you're up by 20 in three of the games, you deserve to win.
The game is 48 minutes long.
Okay.
Are you up by 20 when
it's a fluke.
I'll give you a fluke.
If they had Klay Thompson.
No, last year, the Heat going to the NBA Finals.
Yes.
Exactly. Thank you.
I agree. That was a fluke.
Okay. So there you go. Happens all the time. Thanks, Danny.
That's one time.
That was just last year.
And has nothing to do with any of the series you've just called a fluke.
How does it have nothing to do with anything? They beat the Celtics, the team you said they were going to come back from
3-0. I did say that. They almost did. But I'm saying it has nothing to do with any of the series you just called a fluke. You just called which Lakers Nuggets series, by the way, this year or last year?
No, the year before the Lakers got beat, and it was close games, and that was not a fluke. This year, the Lakers were dominating 80% of those games, and I don't know what the hell happened. A couple of the end of the games, like stupid things happened with referees and stuff. The Lakers should have won that series.
These are so many excuses.
It's not excuses.
This is so many excuses. How many times have the Lakers beaten the Nuggets in the last 2 years?
Like zero.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not a fluke. They keep doing it. No, they're like 17-0.
Yeah, but I'm looking over at just 2 years. That series, I said.
Over 2 years, they're 17-0.
And then what happened to the Nuggets in the next series?
What does that have to do with whether or not it was a fluke?
Because it's circular logic. You'd be like,
is not circular logic.
So the Mavs are the best. Whatever. Okay, that's fine.
Mavericks were the best team in the Western Conference playoffs.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were.
Okay.
Who was better, the Lakers?
No, I'm saying that if the Nuggets got dismantled by the Wolves, and then it's your okay, so the Mavs would have beaten the Nuggets too?
Probably.
Man, I don't think so. Not if they played again. If they played that series, those series over again, I don't think the Mavs make it out of the second round.
Yes, they would have.
Okay.
But if you do the playoffs here? Over again, do you think the Nuggets lose to the Timberwolves like they did?
He thinks they lose to the Lakers in the first round.
I think the Lakers play the Timberwolves and the Timberwolves beat the Lakers.
Well, no, you got to do everything the same. So you say the Lakers beat the Nuggets too.
I think if you played that series again, the Lakers would not screw up at the end of the games where they blew 20-point leads in the fourth quarter. Yes, they would win. That's a fluke.
The Celtics beating the Pacers a fluke?
The Pacers were injured, but no, I think the Celtics would have beat them.
Pacers beating the Knicks a fluke?
Those two teams, I mean, yeah, who cares?
The Pacers led in three of the four games in the final minute.
Kind of. I mean, well, the Knicks had a lot of flukes. Give me a break.
No, I mean the Celtics series.
I know, I'm saying. Oh, you mean the Celtics and the Pacers?
Pacers-Celtics.
Yeah. No, but the Celtics.
Why isn't that a fluke?
Because it's just they're the better team.
The Nuggets are better than the Lakers. They've been better for 2 years. They haven't lost in like a damn decade to that team.
I'm just saying they weren't in that one series.
There is zero evidence that the Lakers are better than the Nuggets, other than they led by 20 in the second quarter of one game.
Oh, no. It was like every game. They led 80% of the series.
How long are basketball games?
In my world, they're 32 minutes
long.
Okay,
yeah, all right. If they randomly tacked on an extra 16 minutes, then you're right. It might be a fluke. But they don't. Disaster. Coming up next, Charles McDonald joins the show.
He covers the NFL, but only the Bulldogs can bring him happiness. Yahoo Sports' Charles McDonald joins the show. Follow him on Twitter at 4verts.
Good morning, Charles.
Good morning.
all right, I gotta ask you some soccer questions first. I saw you did send a tweet about this. Why do you think we watched the first half of the U.S.-Uruguay game from space yesterday?
I don't know. From what I've seen, and I got to be honest, like this is my first time really watching like any tournament, like all the way through between Euros and Copa. I've watched like a few like World Cup finals and stuff like that, but overall, like this is something that's kind of new to me, and it just seems like people are not happy with how Fox is broadcasting this and how they're handling this, which is understandable because I remember at the start of Euros and the Copa, I was trying to find some games to watch, and, you know, Fox has the streaming, and then they're trying to redirect you to other streaming sites that are under their umbrella that you have to pay for, and it's too much. So I'm going to go with that whoever, you know, was in charge of putting together that game was just not on top of their own game yesterday. But to give them maybe just a little bit of grace, I will say that was filmed in Arrowhead Stadium. For people who don't know, basically those games are, if you watch a Chiefs game, those games are kind of filmed at the top of the stadium. But the way NFL games are filmed, they zoom in, like, basically to the box, like, around the quarterback and the offensive line and defensive line. But if they were to zoom out a little bit more, it would look exactly like how that soccer game was played yesterday. And if you go to the Chiefs, like, all-22 angle, it's clear kind of where they're sitting. I kind of enjoyed it, but I also watch like 4 soccer games a year, so I don't watch enough to be like annoyed at the new division or whatever.
See, the best thing about the Euros, Charles, is that it's just middle of the day sports. Like, you put down Elden Ring for a minute, but it's just middle of the day sports, which is phenomenal.
No, it's great. Like, my podcast got canceled last week, so I've got so much free time in the middle of the day now. I've just been sitting around in my underwear. My girlfriend, she asked me today, she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, might put on pants. And I might open my laptop at some point, but other than that, I am posted.
All right, I did want to ask you this. Does Brandon Ayuk really want to play with Jaden Daniels? Like, is there just weird motivation that he thinks he can force his way to the Commanders?
Man, like, I've been thinking the same thing. And the one thing that has crossed my mind is, wow, I just didn't realize that they were this tight. You know, that they were actually this good of friends. And it kind of made me think, like, about how old Jaden Daniels is. And, you know, when you start tracking back, like, yeah, he probably did play at ASU. Oh, no, not probably. He did play at ASU at the same time as Brandon Ayuk, which is funny because Brandon Ayuk has been in the NFL for several years now. And Jaden Daniels is just now getting started on his NFL journey. But, Brandon Ayuk, I know you, like many other professional athletes and owners, are listening to this show. Don't do it. You don't want to make that decision to go over there and leave the good things you have going on. Or if you're going to leave the good thing you have going on in San Francisco, Washington's not the place that you want to go to, even if Jaden's your buddy. They got to prove that they can be a somewhat stable, productive organization before they really make a move like this, I think. I just don't think it makes a whole lot of sense for really anybody but the 49ers, because, like, if you're the 49ers, obviously losing Brandon Ayuk would be a humongous blow. I mean, in terms of wide receiver talent, like, Deebo Samuel is obviously a star. They drafted Ricky Pearsall in the first round, so I think they're kind of bracing against this. But Brandon Ayuk, that's the guy that you go to when you need a big play down the field, when you're looking for more of, like, the quote-unquote real receiver stuff, like at the intermediate and deep portion of the field. That's where he has a skill set that really no one else on their team does have. So losing him would be a really, really big loss, I think, even if Kyle Shanahan and Christian McCaffrey and those guys would be able to find ways to mitigate it. But I do say that to say, if the Commanders offered me, what, if we're going by age and production, 2 first-round picks for Brandon Ayuk, I am jumping on that today. Because they just had the 2nd pick in the draft. So, you know, I think for the Commanders to really entertain that, and I know they aren't now, that would be a really steep price to give up for really any wide receiver, because if you just look at the timetable and where they are right now, you have a rookie quarterback, you have a bad offensive line, a defense is being rebuilt. Like, there's a timeline where you're not really competing for another 2 or 3 years, so you can't really give away those first-round picks. I tend to think that they're going to find a way to rework his money to make it work for this year, and then maybe you move on next year and revisit this conversation. But I don't really see Brandon Ayuk getting moved. And Brandon, you don't want to go to Washington. Look, Steve Jobs gave us iPhones and internet and FaceTime for a reason. Just call that boy if you're fast. But don't go over there and play for that team.
Talking to Charles McDonald, yeah, if you're the 49ers, from their perspective, at what point are you kind of like, I can't really – I know things used to be more in-house, and I know with social media things have changed, but, like, the Niners tell him something in confidence, who's to say he's not going to, like, tweet it out or post it or post a video of him on a phone call with somebody? Like, does that get frustrating after a while?
I think there's 2 ways to look at it. Like, you can get frustrated and annoyed with it because it just feels a little bit uncouth. It feels unpleasant. It's not really honoring kind of the sanctity of, like, the negotiation, whatever. But then you can look at it from a practical sense and say it doesn't matter at all.
Right.
You signed a contract. We hold your rights. You can piss and pout all you want on Instagram and Twitter, but that truthfully has no impact on anything that happens at the end of the day. You know, I think it's been helpful for him to kind of make his desires known, or maybe not his desires known, but like the severity of his desires known, because I'm sure before he posted that video with Jaden Daniels, like, the 49ers know, you know, what he wants in terms of like contract status and the ball range in terms of what they need to get him. But, you know, these are just tactics. At the end of the day, that's going to be solved between him, his agent, and John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan. So I think that this is one of the more fascinating ones because he is like a borderline elite receiver to me. I think he's one of the guys on the team that could function well away from that system. So I think he's pretty valuable for them to have. But, you know, social media is just social media. It ain't nothing more than that. You sign a contract and it's going to be figured out in the business end.
Charles, just so you know, Greg, who's co-hosting today, is the second biggest LeBron fan I know behind you. They're going to be bad, right? Like, they're just going to kind of be a play-in team again. There's nothing special happening here.
This is done. Yeah, this is over. look. it's fun. You know, you got a ring out of it. I tend to think the bubble ring was, like, super legit. I know people don't like it, but to me, you bubble people up. You tell them you can't focus on anything but basketball for a few months. To me, that was, like, some of the best basketball I've ever watched in my entire life. So it's legitimate to me. But, you know, it's baffling that like Rob Pelinka has had the job for 6 years when like now Lakers fans, you can't even expect to get your hopes up to get the guy. Like you have LeBron James making calls to Klay Thompson. He's like, I'm good. Like you got the Anthony Davis trade done, which is obviously huge. But since then, it's just kind of been a whole bunch of blunders. So the best part of this to me is, you know, if you're just following like the tea leaves through the reporting between, you know, guys like Wode, Shams, Chris Haynes, Brian Windhorst, if you start reading like between the lines, basically what LeBron said is, I bet you guys, you're going to the Lakers, I bet you guys $20 million that you guys can't get someone in here. If you guys can get Klay Thompson in here, I will take a $20 million pay cut for the season. If you don't get Klay Thompson or anyone like that, we're maxing it out. And we found out yesterday, I think it was Anthony Irwin from who covers the Lakers or somewhere in the town, reported that LeBron James was now leaning towards taking the max extension from the Lakers. So this is over. It was a good run. It's I don't really feel like frustrated anymore when I see them banging their head against the ceiling to get to like a seventh seed, and then they get to the playoffs again and they're fighting for the fight for the lives against the Nuggets, and it looks like, oh man, if you could just get that one piece, like you might have what it takes to get a title run, but they can't get it. I'm done. I'm here for the LeBron and Bronny memes. I think it's cute. I think it's adorable. It's going to be a lot of fun. Go Lakers.
I want to see LeBron compete in one more finals. I don't care if it's in the Lakers. I don't care where it is.
Me too.
Yeah. Do you think there is 0% at this point chance that he leaves? Like, I mean, 0, 0, 0.
Yeah, I think zero. I think he's settled in L.A. For better or worse, I would probably say for worse. I don't think that for a basketball sense, staying here makes a whole lot of sense, but he's lived there for a long time.
Yeah.
Won a ring, still putting up numbers. Yeah. I mean, his legacy's cemented. He's 40. I think he's planted.
All right, Charles, enjoy watching countries you can't find on a map play soccer today.
Thanks, Josh. Later.
Take care.
There's Charles McDonald from Yahoo Sports. Do you know where Romania is on a map?
I could probably find it.
I don't think I know where Romania is. Netherlands, that one's fairly easy. I could find Turkey. Austria, I'd probably be like a country off, but I generally know where it is. I don't have a clue where Romania is.
I think Romania is near Austria.
Is it?
I think so.
I don't have a clue. Technically, they're kind of all near each other.
I mean, I can find the area. I don't know if I could be like, oh, this is the border or whatever, you know.
I don't know where Romania is. Slovenia played yesterday. I know it's in the Baltics. I don't know which one in the Baltics it is.
Yeah.
They all hate each other, too.
I know. That's great.
Yeah. Croatia, like Albania, Slovenia, Slovakia.
A little rivalry going
They on. All want to kill each other.
Yes. Well, it's been going on for a long time.
Yeah. So there's. I saw tweets about just having those countries play a tournament amongst themselves.
Yes.
But nobody would survive.
With no referees. That'd be awesome.
All right, we got tickets to give away. If you want to go see Theo Von, now's your chance. Two tickets. It's Theo Von, Return of the Rat Tour. He's in Vegas on Friday and Saturday, July 5th and 6th at Resorts World, and we've got two tickets for you. 702-364-1100 is the phone number if you want to go see Theo Vaughn. Now's your chance to win a pair of tickets. 702-364-1100. That's the number. Caller number six at 702-364-1100. Greg, you think it's a good thing if a college football team loses their head coach in July?
Probably not.
So Blake Anderson, who's the head coach of Utah State football, Pete Thamel tweeted 47 minutes ago. He is on administrative leave from head coaching duties.
No explanation there?
And then about 10 minutes after that, tweeted, Blake Anderson is not expected to return as coach.
Oh, geez. Well, something's coming out.
What happens in July that you go administrative leave to out of a job?
Had to be something, I mean, not good. I actually want to know now. This is going to be cool. Juicy story.
3 days ago, Blake Anderson tweeted a picture of his newborn son, like, welcome to the world, whatever. So at first, people were like, oh, administrative leave. He's taking time off to be a dad or whatever. But then it's like, oh, no, he's not coming back at all from being the head coach.
Well, maybe he's just like, hey, this changed my whole world now, and I don't want to coach anymore. I mean.
Maybe.
Because it would suck if he did something crazy, like right after his kid was born, he got fired. I mean, what could you do?
It would be pretty bad.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be good.
No.
So Utah State now, it's July 2nd, and they don't have a coach.
That sucks.
They're
going to have to do something with from
within. Their defensive coordinator is now the interim head coach, apparently. But it's July. The season starts in 2 months.
Yeah. Not ideal. I know that. So that's what I'm saying. It had to be something serious for this to happen.
Like, the season starts at the end of August, beginning of September.
God forbid. Is it possible maybe it's something like the kids having health problems or something?
I mean, anything's possible. It could, it could be something that's not, he committed a crime. And is
well, that's what I mean. I mean, I hope it's not that, but.
Oh, geez,
thanks, Danny. Thanks, Danny. Appreciate it.
Well, I was just going to go off of what you said, but you started talking, so never mind.
Danny turns his mic. Anytime Danny turns his mic on, I assume he's.
I know.
Got something to say.
And
he turns his
over,
mic on.
And then he shakes his head.
He waves us off.
Say it now.
Well, I was just going to say, like, any health-related issues that might have happened with his kid, I don't think he would go on administrative leave for that.
Well, I mean, he might not want to reveal what it is or something, and then.
Yeah, but just say you're stepping away. Don't
also,
completely leave the position.
If he committed a serious crime, he's not going to be on administrative leave. He's going to get fired.
Yeah.
I mean, you put him on administrative leave first.
For the investigation, but this was within 20 minutes. They were like, hey, you're on leave?
Right.
You're gone.
Right.
Plus, but arrests are public. Trust me, I know. So, I mean, you know, we would know that already, I think.
Yeah, or we'll find out pretty soon.
Yeah.
If he was, if there's some sort of crime involved.
That's crazy.
There. So, I don't know. It might be as simple as, son had some health issues.
It just seems like an awful big coincidence that right after the son.
Or maybe maybe it had something to do with the treatment of the football players. Who knows?
Well, that wouldn't make sense.
Up. Jeez.
I know.
No? Oh.
He already had 5 kids.
Oh. Well, then maybe he got caught to sell the new one.
So it's not like this is the first kid he's had. Type situation.
Right. I don't know. I mean, that's weird.
It is very strange. So Utah State. Oh, Danny, what are you doing right now? Why are you talking to us? Get on whatever sports betting app you have and start hammering the Utah State under 5.5.
I don't know what kind of defensive schemes they run out there.
Oh, listen to you. They're going to be terrible.
They got their defensive coordinator taking over as head coach.
Yeah, they might get better.
Yeah, who knows?
They're going to be terrible. They just lost their head coach.
Sometimes you get lightning in a bottle. Yeah, you know.
They rally.
I'm with Danny on this one. I can't believe that.
Look what happened to the Raiders last year. They rallied around Antonio Pierce.
Happened with the Raiders 3 years ago, too, when Paizan took over.
Yeah, rallies happen.
I forget his name. He's Italian, though.
The guy who went to the Colts to be a special teams coordinator.
Went to the Packers.
Bisaccia.
Bisaccia, there we go.
Paizan.
Yeah, teams rally when they lose a head coach.
Utah State's going to be worse.
Worse than what?
Whatever they're projected to be, which I don't know what it is.
I'm taking the over now. I'm taking both of us taking the over, Danny.
What is it?
In the last 2 years, they went 6-7 both years. So I'm assuming their win total is somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah, probably 5.5.
Take the under. They're going to be horrific this year. They're not going to be good.
Danny, put me down on a huge $10 on the over if you can.
All right.
Thank you.
I'll just bet you $10 on the
over. All right, fine.
Yeah, whatever it is. We'll forget about this, guaranteed.
Danny won't.
No doubt about this.
Danny won't forget about it.
Oh, boy. They play two horrific teams in the non-conference.
There we go.
Robert Morris. They even play football there?
I thought that was like an agency. That's Philip Morris. Sorry.
And they play Temple as well. But they also play USC. That's a bad one. It's not going to go well for them.
So, right now it's 5.5 with the under favored.
I should run a sports book. Yeah, because their coach got just fired. So everybody's pounding the under right now. Ridiculous.
Danny, over.
I do have a question, though. Because Blake Anderson, these are the names of his kid. His most recent one was Cannon. His other kids were Colton, Kaysen, Callie, Collins.
All starting with C.
And Ellison.
Oh,
he doesn't like Ellison.
What happened with
Ellison? Wait, is Ellison the newest one?
No. The newest, they went back to the C's for the new one. The new one's Cannon.
Are they all one gender?
No. Colton, Kaysen, and I assume Cannon are boys. Callie, Collins, and Ellison are a girl.
Hmm.
I think he just doesn't like Ellison.
So I don't know what happened there with Ellison.
Maybe that's why he quit.
He was ashamed of Ellison?
Yeah, I think so. Is that possible?
I mean, Ellison's not even the newest kid.
I know, but I'm saying maybe something happened with Ellison where he was like, dude, I'm sorry. I got to go.
Let's see. Utah State. Man, he kind of blew it. He was 11-3 in his first year, then 6-7 the last 2 years.
Taking the over.
Not very good.
7 wins this year, easy.
Easy 7 wins.
Easy 7.
Which ones you got him winning? They beat Temple?
Oh, of course.
Utah State? Or, I mean, Utah, I mean?
I mean, of course. Come on.
Boise State?
Yes.
They're going to go on the road to beat USC?
Duh.
They're going to beat UNLV here?
No.
Oh, no, it's in Utah.
No one's
beating
UNLV.
No one's beating UNLV.
No.
UNLV, wow. National champs.
Greg, right.
Greg's got Utah State and UNLV in the Mountain West title game. Book it, according to
Cannon
Greg
will
Salena.
Be there in the stands.